education is something that you, of course, can begin in 12 years of undergraduate, 4 years of graduate education. But when it's done right, it's only a beginning. It's a preface to a whole life, and learning is a lifelong process. We've been talking to ourselves, and now we have to engage nature in a very different conversation, and also ourselves in a very different... This is a global world now, and it's not a world where a certain nation or a certain privileged group in a nation can engage in the conversation, and that's adequate for history. The array of things we see on the agenda in the 21st century require a different kind of thinking, more like lateral rigor, and that is combining knowledge across fields. This is systems thinking. And the important dimension is to understand the rules by which you combine information or knowledge in ecology, let's say, with economics. More and more standardized testing, and the people who write them, is about being able to function in the economy, not being able to live a life of real purpose and nobility. And that's a different thing. We're training a generation of standardized test takers. How do we raise up a generation of great people so that someday people look back at this time, our time, in the 21st century, and say, hey, that was humankind's finest hour. That's when we turned this ship around. I think that we see ourselves all too often as consumers, and we don't define ourselves as citizens, and those cause us to do radically different things. What we did was to take the act of designing and building a structure and make it a pedagogical thing. And so we opened up the design process. You know, Winston Churchill says we shape our buildings thereafter they shape us. And what began to emerge out of that was a sense that, in fact, architecture is a kind of crystallized pedagogy. And our places, our rooms, our buildings will teach us all kinds of things. The question here is, can you design buildings that improve with age? Now, this is a challenge. I mean, this is a start. Thomas Jefferson, in his famous exchange of letters with James Madison, talks about remote tyranny and how a generation has no right to place the next generation in debt. We need to go past this old idea that there's a left and there's a right. This is one planet. There's no left and right ecologically. There is one planet. Now we have to widen the sense of community to include other life forms and longer periods of time. And this is an ethical revolution. No generation, no culture, no society, and no institution has the right to change the biogeochemical cycles of the Earth or impair the stability and integrity and beauty of biotic systems, the consequences of which will inevitably fall as a kind of irrevocable remote tyranny on future generations. That's slavery. It's a slavery that differs from our standard thinking about slavery in two important dimensions. One is it will be global. If we alter the climate radically, that is everyone for all time as we measure time. Secondly, there's no manumission. There's no prospect of being freed from that condition. That's permanent. We need a more expansive definition of how we make our livelihood and personhood in the world. This generation of young people has an unbelievable number of assets and an unbelievable number of problems and challenges. We've never been here before. This will be the time in which we turn toward a very different future or we fall into some level of catastrophe. We're a young species, but we've got to buy ourselves time to grow and to mature into the full-statured species.